Hello there, Podcast Land. This episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, even Ask Jeeves? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach the deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways Podcast Text can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to Podcast Texts. Seem too good to be true? Visit PodcastTexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast, and here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
Episode number 87, Next Level.
Next Level.
Yes. And for those of you joining us on YouTube and Facebook, you see the Next Level behind us. Look at that shit. That looks awesome. Yeah. I know how stoked you all are. As Facebook is going through.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
So anyways, we're up to episode 87, Dan, as we told the people out there. What's going on?
What up, Facebook?
Oh, my God. We're on Facebook. Hi, Facebook. Oh, my God.
Got YouTube. Got Periscope. Got all the shit going at once.
We are streaming live in your house.
Or on your phone, in the club, wherever you're watching. in the club.
That'd be terrible if you were watching this in an actual club.
Like, everyone, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to listen to this.
I'm trying to listen to it. Damn.
I just brought noise-canceling headphones. We're good. What?
I didn't hear you. But then again, what club is actually pumping on a Wednesday?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The Meat Locker. In an underground, dirty basement.
Of a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. One hell of a place.
The best. Classiest. Friggin' venue.
Exactly. Bring your mom, bring your dad, bring your snooty girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever you got, bring them down there. You will not catch an STD.
You might, actually.
I was about to say asterisk next to it.
Asterisk.
No, asterisk.
Whatever.
What the fuck is asterisk?
I said asterisk.
No, you didn't. You said asterisk.
All right, we'll go back to the recording.
Yes, we will.
Instant replay like baseball.
But anyways, Dead Tide has a show coming up.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, free show next Friday.
Next Friday? Where in Brooklyn?
I have no clue. New York City?
Yeah. Are you sure it's in Brooklyn?
I don't know. Yeah, it is.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
I will bet my life on it.
Oh, boy. Well, his life's
that's
not
high
that stake. Valuable.
That's high stakes right
no,
there.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it is not. But anyways, you also have a show coming up at Dingbats.
Yeah.
The wonderful Dingbats.
Everyone's like, yeah, we know. Continue. Dingbats again, yes.
Yes. Well, think of it as like a residency.
Yeah.
You're doing like a show a month there.
Yo, maybe we can get a contract going. So we need you here every other Friday. We'll pay you a certain amount of money.
To just be doing your songs and...
The same songs over and over again every show.
And David Bowie covers.
Yeah.
Like something really ridiculous. That would be fun, right?
Yeah. David Bowie.
Yeah.
Dude, I probably couldn't even play any of his songs. Well, I could after I learned them, but like off my head.
Age of Tom.
I always confuse him and the guy that was in The Wedding Singer.
Adam Sandler?
No, the rock star in The Wedding Singer. On the plane, remember?
I think that it was David Bowie.
Really?
I believe so.
Who, remember that one podcast I got him confused with someone else?
I think it was David Bowie, and I think we went over that.
Really? Whatever. Bringing up the past.
I've never seen The Wedding Singer.
Really? Dude, it's a great movie.
So I remember like certain parts and stuff like that, mm-hmm. where he sings that very depressing song.
And it's all bullshit.
I just want to fucking die.
That guy was like, remember that fat actor in the back? He was like, and you think I'm a quack.
Remember when Adam Sandler was good? Remember when, let's make Adam Sandler great again.
Yeah, exactly. Trump and Adam Sandler need to team up.
Oh, God. Before this goes down to a political thing, we talked about this, Daniel. No political.
I'm done.
Okay, good. But we do have a lot of great tours and rumors that are out there.
Avenged Sevenfold and Metallica.
Yes, along with Volbeat.
I wonder how much that's going to be. $250?
Probably.
But you really think it's going to be that much?
No. Then again, U2 was maybe, I think the cheapest ticket was like
$59.
And that was for fucking you motherfucking too.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I want to see Metallica. I'm not a huge fan, but I really don't want to pay $75 to $100 for a ticket.
They're worth it.
Yeah, I know.
They're fucking incredible.
And then did you see that post? I don't know when she did it, but Lady Gaga saying they're better now live than they like ever were.
Lady Gaga's better live?
No. Lady Gaga posted that Metallica was better live now than they ever were in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I had no idea.
Yeah. And I also saw, I didn't know she was from Parsippany.
Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I knew she was from New York.
Yeah.
Well, New York
really?
City.
Well, it said something. I saw some kind of article about like born and raised Parsippany, New Jersey or something.
Yeah.
So maybe she like was born here and then moved to New York
or
something.
That's what I'm assuming, yeah.
Like for her music career. I don't know. I don't know the whole backstory.
Neither do I. I just know that she was working a lot of bars and also with a Lady Starlight. I think there was like a two combo team. And like if you look at all the great two combo team type of, I guess, groups, there's one really good one and there's one really shitty one. So going off on a wrestling reference, you have the Shawn Michaels and then you have the Marty Jannetty's. You have the Lady Gaga and you have the Lady Starlight or whatever the fuck that lady's name is.
I mean, speaking of New York City, I know she's played at the Bitter End, a club that I've been at, but a lot of people have played. I mean, I'm sure that's a lot of places in New York City, but it's crazy to go to a place that you're like, oh, you know, a really famous actor once played, musician once played here.
Hey, Jared Leto could have played there.
Yeah, that's true. Actor and musician.
Exactly.
Which it's so, it's really funny to see him actually play like in a big, huge movie. Like he was always, you know, other than that one where he played like a skinny stripper or something. Remember that?
It won
like
an award or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I mean, prior to that, he was always in, you know, things I wouldn't personally recognize. And now he's in Suicide Squad. It's crazy.
Yeah. All while fronting one of the top rock bands in the world.
Oh, 30 Seconds of Mars. Oh.
I do not like them.
No, they're all right. I mean, obviously, The Kill is an awesome song, but. And the one that was featured on one of the newer Need for Speed games, that one was pretty cool. I can't tell you the name of it, but. And I don't know. I saw a Guitar Center article that they actually would. I don't know if they get endorsed by instrument companies, but they actually go to Guitar Center and buy their own instruments and stuff. Like the drummer was like, I go there and actually buy like my own sticks and drum heads. He doesn't get them for free, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Being in a band like that.
Is he getting a cut for this?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. But maybe it's more of like a, you know how Disturbed or like bands like that, they go out and buy their own CD. Like, oh, I went to the record store and bought my own CD.
Well, they usually do that.
Maybe it's something like that, though. Like, for drumsticks and heads, like, come on, I could spend $100.
Yeah.
But maybe like the kit. I mean, he's not going to go out and buy a $8,000. I don't know. It could be. I could have sworn it was closer to that. Like, they actually bought their own stuff. But.
Yeah. Actually, funny you should mention like the whole Disturbed thing buying the CD. Imagine if you're in Best Buy and you see fucking David Draiman.
Oh, yeah. What's up, dude?
You come and buying his CD, and I think the first thing that will be out of my mouth will be, "Really?"
Do you think? Yeah, but do you think it's at one of those? I don't know if they do this anymore, but like back in the day, bands would play acoustic at Best Buy or something when their CD came out.
Well, they
came
still
out.
Do it at Vintage Vinyl down in Fords, New Jersey, I think.
So do you think it's like that, though, where they're playing a show and that's where they buy their own CD?
So they're not going to
just walk into some random Joe on the line and like buying their CD while he is.
Yeah, then again, you know, if you go on a Tuesday at like 9:30 in the morning to Best Buy, you're going to have people that maybe aren't too familiar with metal music there. I mean, it could be totally wrong, but I would think you'd have like a sweet old lady, like, you know, ringing up everything. I don't think you'd have like some metalhead going, David Draiman, man.
Yeah, like, you know how it is. Some people would like never know it's him from Disturbed or something.
Yeah. You know? Even though he's like one of the most recognizable metal front.
Yeah, but you know, like my dad.
Yeah, exactly.
He might go in and be like, oh, you know, that guy kind of looks familiar. I don't know. Where do I know him from? And then never recognizes the guy from Disturbed ever.
Yeah.
Like you could have met a very famous musician, but you just didn't know who he was and just kept going.
That's true. I mean, how many times have you been in traffic and wondered, I wonder if someone's famous next to me? Mm-hmm. And you just didn't even realize it.
Yeah, like when you roll up to a BMW with the windows tinted.
Yeah.
Like it's all really like pimped out.
Exactly. I don't know.
Have you ever wondered when you're driving on the highway and that like random Lamborghini like passes you or is behind you, who that is?
Yeah.
It's like some random Joe, you know?
Or you see like a Porsche like zooming past you, you're like, huh. Okay.
Though there has been a couple of times that there was like a posse, like a couple of them racing. You ever had that happen?
Yeah.
There was like four like really exotic cars, but maybe it could be one of those rentals. You know, like that one, like for Groupon, you can take a really, really expensive BMW for an hour or something.
Yeah, $100 an hour or some shit like that.
It could be something like that.
Would it be worth it?
I think if someone bought it for you.
Yeah.
Like my friend was, we bought it for him as like a gift for his marriage, and he seemed to like it. I mean, if it's given you, why not? Just floor it.
Yeah, that's true.
You get pulled over.
Sorry, officer, this is not mine. Here's my Groupon receipt.
Do you have the Groupon for that?
Imagine. Or no, the best part would be like, this car is not registered under you. It's a stolen vehicle. Please exit the vehicle.
Could you imagine that? Oh, it was on a Groupon. Getting taken away.
Sure it was. This is a $200,000 sports car. I'm sure it's on a Groupon, sir. Or you get like one of those out-of-touch cops. What's a Groupon, sir?
Like an old fat guy.
Son, what's a Groupon? I ain't got time to waste.
Gray Poupon? Isn't that a mustard? No, sir. Groupon. Other tours. So Volby is actually with Avenged and Metallica.
So the tour that's been speculated for a while is Metallica and Volbeat. Mm-hmm. And I've known about this for, I think, last 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a stadium tour, I believe, starting in late July, early August.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go for late summer, early fall type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a huge rumor that Avenged Sevenfold is going to be doing some dates and then doing off dates also.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially they're on two tours. They're, I guess, the main support for Metallica. Mm-hmm. And then like the next day they're headlining some arena.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how the hell that's even possible. But
and actually this just popped in my head. Wasn't Wacken Fest or however you say it, wasn't a festival like that from overseas coming to the United States?
Well, Hellfest is over here, I think.
Is that one of those like ginormous metal festivals?
I think there's a Hellfest, and I think you're also thinking of Open Air.
Open Air, that's it. Yeah. Isn't that coming over here?
It's already here.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Chicago had their first one last year. Houston, I believe, had one day, and then the second day there was like a tornado or some shit. But I think one of the Chicago headliners last year was Rammstein.
Really?
Yeah.
So what are the – do you know what the touring bands are this year?
Nah, I don't think it's announced yet.
No.
It is still February.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I would like to see that. Especially after it seems like if you want to go on YouTube and watch a concert where there's just it looks like there's millions of people and it's a metal bands, you watch like Wacken and Open Air.
Oh yeah.
It's just like a sea of people. But you want to know what's really funny too about that is you see that's how it was in New Jersey, but you see like the videos of Mayhem. And it looked like that.
Yeah.
And you don't, you're like, I was there. There definitely wasn't that many people.
I walked up to second row. Why does it look like there's 50 million people here?
Now, do you think, and I'm really starting to think that this just other locations in the United States. It wasn't the New Jersey one. Because it seems like every time I go to Mayhem Fest, there's always like a gap of people. Like, you know how there's two stages basically like front to back?
Yeah.
Yeah, front to back. There's a huge gap between both of the stages.
Yeah.
So there's not like a sea of people. So it's kind of odd.
Yeah, it's a little misleading.
But it is pretty cool though when you see like from the main stage back, like the Lamb of God. That show was insane.
Oh, the Mayhem Fest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was there.
There was just a cloud of dust because it was so dry and shit. But
you were on the lawn for that?
No, no, no. But you, when you look back, you see is dust. I think I was closer. More up front than that.
Dude, I was fifth row for that.
Damn,
that was phenomenal.
Oh, dude,
it was them. That was the year Five Finger Death Punch opened up the main stage.
Really? That wasn't the one they played like 2008, right?
No, that was 2010.
Really
I would
recent.
Say.
All right.
Well, yeah, it was headlined by Korn and Rob Zombie.
Was that Godsmack or was that the Disturbed one?
No, that was the Disturbed. That was Uproar Fest.
No, no, no. There was a Mayhem that Godsmack played. They headlined. I could have sworn it was Godsmack, Disturbing, Korn.
Oh, no, no, no. I think it was Disturbed. Hold on. Disturbed, Godsmack, Megadeth.
Mm.
I remember that was the year that I won the VIP. And I was actually side stage for Suicide Silence. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fucking cool.
How did you win the VIP?
It was a contest I signed up for. And it was like, yeah, you win backstage passes and shit. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, this is pretty cool. And I was able to stand side stage. And for whatever reason, they were like, yeah, you can get for main stage too. When I tried to go for the main stage, they're like, no, you can't come back here. And I'm like, mm-hmm. that's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
And then you're relegated to the lawn. Because you can't show a VIP pass and just, like, go into the seats anywhere.
I really don't understand the lawn seats and why people choose to do those.
I hate lawn seats.
I went for the Bullet for My Valentine, Lamb of God, and I can't remember all the other bands played on that show.
Slipknot. But,
yeah, Slipknot. I hate being so far. Like, I can understand maybe it's different for a country. Like, I can understand if you're just hanging out back there with your friends, drinking and, like, having a good time. I don't know. When I'm at a metal fest, I want to be up close. I want to actually see the bands and, like, hear the music pretty well.
Yeah. I think the last time I was on the lawn was for the Beach Boys when Brian Wilson joined.
Beach Boys.
What?
We're getting heavy up in here.
Yeah.
God only knows what I'd do without you.
Next cover on YouTube.
That'll scare the shit out of a lot of people.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, but it was, you know, myself and my girlfriend, and we were just hanging out on the lawn. We brought like a little blanket. We sat on there, and we watched from the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, tickets were like $50 for the lawn, so I was like, all right, I'm not spending anything else.
Yeah,
it was worth it. They were fucking phenomenal,
dude. Actually, isn't it Friday the 13th, or Halloween or something? They give away like $13 tickets. How would that would obviously be Friday the 13th, but. Remember that one year there was like a really pretty big show and they were giving away $13 like lawn seats.
I somewhat remember that.
And I think they did it a couple times.
Yeah. Well, now they have this, I think, Ticket to Rock package mm-hmm. or something like that, mm-hmm. where it's like $50 for three shows, for three lawn seats for three shows.
At PNC?
Yeah, PNC and all over the place, all other amphitheaters.
Other places that have that?
Yeah, other amphitheaters.
Dude.
Amphitheaters.
I really like seats, but it must suck to be in the bands. Like, I don't know. There's a lot. Like, if there's a lot of people, they'll be, like, jumping up and down and going crazy. But you don't have, like, a pit. Like, you can't have a pit in seats.
I hear you there, but I just saw Blink-182 in Day to Remember at PNC. And I was down in the 100 level. And I still had a fucking blast.
Can you imagine crowd surfing and someone drops you on a seat?
I believe that happened. Yeah, it was at Warped Tour one year, and it was the story so far, and someone tried crowd surfing and completely fell. I'm like, oh, maybe that wasn't the greatest of ideas.
Dude, I still can't forget like when I saw Green Day at Madison Square Garden in like 2007-8. This one guy, I think I don't know if he went up there to play guitar or something, but...
Oh, jumping off the stage.
Yeah, and then afterwards he just went crazy and went straight to the ground. I felt so bad.
That is kind of funny.
Face plant into the pavement.
It is a lot of trust, though.
Yeah. I mean, dude, when I went, the first time that I went to a concert and crowd surfed, I actually got dropped, but it wasn't like straight from the top. It was just, you know, like when you're like holding on to something and you barely like let go and it falls. Like, but yeah, dude, I don't know. It's just kind of like an odd feeling, especially like, it's like a wave. You like ride. So you like, you go up and you go down. Like when you go down, you're like, someone's dropping.
No.
Yeah, and sometimes like at shows, people crowd surf and there's like not that many people. And you're like, dude, this chick's going to fall. Like they're going to drop her. Cause she's like going, like barely going up and they have to like restart it a couple times. And there's like not a lot of people and they still crowd surf. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
These people are going down.
I crowd surfed 3 times in my life. And I remember each and every time. The first time was Sum 41 at Starland. And I was like, this is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. The second time was Coheed and Cambria at Warped Tour 2007 at Raceway Park in Englishtown, where it was basically, okay, this pit is too crazy. I can't go backwards. Lift me up.
Mm-hmm.
And the third time, it was the last time. It was Rise Against at Starland. Mm-hmm. And I felt the people in back of me like let go. And I was like, oh my God. Thankfully, the security guard grabbed me. I was like, all right, never again. That was the last fucking time.
Yeah. And dude, it's so funny though. Like when you see, I mean, it's not funny, but when you see chicks like go up, and I don't know, it's for me, it's like weird. You're like, it's like an awkward feeling. You're like, I have no choice but to put my hand on her. Like you can't,
yeah.
You can't like push her up any other way. And then you have perverts like reaching across, like grabbing them and
like dude, grabbing the tits. Yeah, it's like, dude, come on.
And I still can't remember. I still can't forget like one of the videos. There was a Bolt from a Valentine. I think they were playing Waking the Demon at Wackenfest.
Uh-huh.
And you see this chick. It's kind of funny because you see this chick getting crowd surfed, and then all of a sudden it's just this random ass hand. Like comes out of nowhere and grabs it, and she like swipes it away, and then it like goes to another frame. But I couldn't help but laugh. Like, are you freaking kidding me, man? Like,
dude, people are fucking just perverts.
Like, just got a cop of feel. Like this chick, I don't know. But then you see chicks that they're like flashing the bands, and
I've seen that so many times.
But it's actually cool to see them. That Disturbs, one of their I think one of their only live like kind of documentaries that was with one of their albums.
Uh-huh.
They you see people in wheelchairs getting pushed up. And,
oh yeah, I seen that. Dude, all the time.
It's crazy. I watched that video and I'm like, I want to be in a band so bad.
I remember
you see all these chicks on top of their shoulders. You see guys getting lifted up in a wheelchair. I'm just like, dude, I want to be in a band. So
I actually did that once. It was Bad Religion at Warped Tour, mm-hmm. and some guy wheeled up next to me. He goes, "Can you lift me up?" I was like, in the chair? I was so
out
confused.
Of the chair,
I was like, what? I was like, all right.
And they get to the stage.
You got to the stage and Bad Religion stopped playing and they're like, that is the coolest shit we've seen so far on tour.
And Five Finger Death Punch, they let the kids come up on stage and give the finger.
Yeah.
And you see some kids are like, my dad's out there, he'll totally kill me. And you see others that are just like, my dad's a badass, like, here you go.
Oh, God, yeah.
And then what other big tours were there?
Well, we also have Muse with your favorite band, 30 Seconds to Mars.
Oh, I love them so much.
And also Paris.
Paris, your band.
I know. I love Paris.
The chick, Paramore band, right? Weren't they Paramore-ish?
Kind of.
Kind of.
They're a little bit more aggressive and more electronic than Paramore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Now that I remember, yeah.
Yeah. But that one's weird. I mean, I believe it's like there's a show, and then like every 4 days there's another show. There's a lot of big gaps in this, and I think it's due to Muse's new stage setup, mm-hmm. which apparently is going to be ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And the only area show that's coming by us is Jones Beach.
Mm-hmm. Dude, so many people like Muse.
I love Muse.
Really? Ugh, I don't know. I just can't get in his voice. Like,
you and Laura. Know.
Yeah,
Laura fucking hates.
But I'm not gonna lie, they are like the musicians, hands down. They're amazing. But.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure I could get used to it, like Rush, you know? It's the first time you're like, I don't like them, but they're...
I'm so
exactly, and then you like it. So there's probably, you know, you kind of got to get hooked in, that one song that you hear and you get past the vocals and the music is awesome, and then you're like, oh, and then I like this song, and then I like that song, and then boom, you're a fan.
Yeah.
But I just never, like, divested any time into them to really give them a shot, you know?
Well, you really should. They're really good.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
They're just phenomenal.
Meh. Any other ones?
Yes. Actually, the funniest part about this whole thing is the whole that Ticket to Rock thing I just mentioned before. Released 3 different shows that weren't announced yet.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently there's going to be a Korn and Stone Sour tour. There's going to be, well, this is already confirmed, but Rise Against and Deftones are touring.
Mm-hmm.
There's also going to be, I completely forgot who else. Oh. Sublime with Rome and Offspring are going to be doing a co-headliner.
Sublime and Offspring. Wasn't Offspring supposed to come out with another album after they went independent?
I think so.
Like it was like very like right after they're like, we're still going to write music. And like,
yeah, well, they came out with, what was it called? I think Days Go By.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the last
one. Love that album.
Yeah. And I'm going to see if there's anything else. Oh, yeah, there's also just announced, in this moment, with Motionless in White, Avatar, and Gemini Syndrome.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's pretty nuts.
Meh. I don't know, man.
Although everyone's going to leave after Motionless in White.
Yeah. I don't know. Concerts now for me after... I mean, I haven't been to as many as you, but I just don't get excited for any of them anymore. I'm like, eh. Like, I really wanted to go see every live band, like, every band that I liked live. Like, I have to see them live, and now
been
I'm
just... Been there, done that.
Exactly. I've seen In This Moment, I've seen Motionless in White. I could save my money and see Gemini Syndrome at Stanhope House, which is crazy.
Oh, my God.
So I have to admit, if you haven't checked out them, their song Remember We Die is just freaking amazing.
I still have
dude,
to
so catchy.
Get into them.
I mean, dude, it's always on the Octane's Biggins list.
Yeah.
But, dude, it's just catchy as hell.
Hell, yeah. We also have Incubus and Jimmy Eat World.
Damn, dude, that's like going back to freaking the 90s childhood era.
Dude, yeah, middle school, man.
Dude, Jimmy Eat World, it's like one of those bands that like metalheads and stuff would be like, why, dude, they're just so good. Like, why do you listen to them? But I don't know, just I like them.
Yes.
Dude, so many good songs. Like, what's that song, Pain?
Yeah.
Dude,
takes
love,
my pain away.
Dude, I remember rocking out to that one, what was that game, Drive Club or something? Nah, that's a newer game. Midnight Club.
Yeah.
Dude, it was in there. Oh, that game, I think it was like the third or fourth one or something. But, dude, I'd rock out to that while playing that game. And then, isn't it The World? Don't they have a song that's called The World? Like the first hit? It was like on MTV and stuff. What was that song?
Oh.
In like it looks like they're at like a party.
Middle.
Yeah. World. Wow.
Close enough.
That song. Awesome. Catchy.
Yeah, Bleed American. Dude. Sweetness.
Sweetness is just like the hit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the catchiest
dude,
thing you'll ever hear.
Love that song.
Ah, good times, man. Good times. And yeah, they're phenomenal live.
And I love Incubus too, man.
Yeah.
And I remember my one English teacher in high school was like, she was younger and she loved them because they're
yeah?
very
Did
like
you, do anything with her?
No.
No. Okay.
Not that like I'm just saying like she was younger to really take Incubus and really like put in the time to like analyze their lyrics and actually include some of their like lyrics as quotes in the class.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And dude, I see it. They have when you actually stop and take a listen, they actually have pretty decent lyrics.
Oh my God, yeah.
And not to mention their music is freaking awesome.
Yep. Drive,
Megalomaniac.
Me. Yeah. Talk shows on mute. Oh, good fucking time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What was that band?
Can I close it down?
Well, if you let me speak.
No. Longer. You're not allowed to speak. I'm supposed to guess.
On Octane, I think it was Nevermore. They did one of those bands, I don't think it was Nothing More, but one of those bands did a cover of Drive on Sirius.
Oh, that was of Mice and Men.
Yes.
That was horrendous.
Oof, yeah. It's so funny. Oh, they're on Octane and we're going to do a cover. But some of them are pretty sick. Like that band, Drop Dead Cynical, they did their song, acoustic, Amaranth.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
Amaranth.
Dude, I don't know what it is. Like that's like a guilty pleasure song, but man, dude, it's freaking awesome.
Oh, yes.
We got these tours. We got these bands.
Yep. And we also have a big rumor for A Day to Remember going, I believe, a fall tour.
Someone just posted.
Go fuck
Cricky,
yourself.
No, Cricky 0242. I just jerked off onto your face.
Whose face?
Good question. Whose face?
Whose
and
face?
We don't have any followers anymore, so. So I don't know. I don't know who's. It's
yeah,
a mystery. Gotta love social media and comments.
Oh my God. I don't even think that was malicious. Like, you know, there's like.
Well, yeah, if you put laughter and crying stuff and a tongue after it, it's just good fun.
Yeah.
It's probably someone we know too.
Yeah, probably.
Whoever you are, show yourself in the comments.
Or your dick.
No dick pics.
Dan can recognize you just from your cock. It's actually.
Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, hello.
Is not a woman.
What is she?
She would be a man, wouldn't she, if she was showing a dick pic?
Yes.
All right, new subject.
Oh, man. So, A Day to Remember.
Coming out with another album?
No, coming out with a new tour.
Really?
I think it's going to be a fall headliner, the way everything is getting worked out. And the rumor for that is Pierce the Veil, Beartooth, and Wage War.
Hmm. I don't know. Were you a fan of A Day to Remember's previous album?
The last one that they just put out?
Yeah, Paranoid. I don't know, man. I couldn't get into it.
I think you need to revisit it.
I mean, Paranoia is an amazing song, dude. So catchy.
Bad
Vibrations. The heavy one, obviously. Yeah, the other singles were kind of odd, but I got used to them, especially the first track.
Yeah.
That one's more catchy in the chorus, but I don't know. And like Radio, what was that song? The chorus was like Turn Off the Radio.
Turn Off the Radio.
Yeah.
That
song was pretty catchy, but I don't know, just... It's like I hate those albums that give you the four or five songs and then the rest are
the
just front like average.
That's what we're talking about last week.
Yeah, and it's like every other kind of. You got like the first three are pretty good, and then you got some fillers, and then two songs later you got another hit, and then the rest are just like, I don't want to say garbage, but they're just not that good.
They're fillers. They're throwaways.
I don't know.
It's always a band.
Dude, that's why I love the bands like freaking Disturbed and Metallica. Well, Metallica's not one of those, but, well, yeah, they're kind of... In the good albums, you know, Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, although some of
their
newer
songs.
Where
they make an album instead of like a couple singles.
Like
and
they're
then
literally,
rapping.
It's like from front to back. Obviously, there's some fillers, but most of them, they're just like 15 great songs or like 15 really good songs. It could be that they're doing it on purpose, or it could just be it's really freaking hard. Like you come out with like maybe five really amazing riffs and then you just work it into a really great song. But other than that, it's just, I guess it's just really hard to write a good song, or you're one of those bands that, I'll admit, like Breaking Benjamin, that you just stick to a formula.
Yeah.
And they all might sound similar with that rhythm riff
but
and then
that
lead.
But if the
formula
works, then might as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. I mean, dude, it's like an addiction. You just can't get enough of that song. Like, and that's the one thing I love. Like, you hear Diary of Jane, and then you hear the new song Never Again, and it's like, oh, that sounds similar. But don't you sit there and listen to that song and say, oh, wow, I want to hear five other songs that sound like this from them.
But and you also hear a song and immediately you know it's a Breaking Benjamin song.
Exactly. I don't know. I it could go both ways. Like you want to hear five other songs that sound like Diary of Jane, or you want to hear five great songs that don't sound anything alike.
Yeah.
But that's extremely difficult.
Yeah, very.
It's really difficult to do that.
It's like you're supposed to evolve as an artist, but not too much to piss off your old fans. Like, there's a weird, healthy medium, which Breaking Benjamin found.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's also difficult to be that band that actually writes a album out of left field, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I know after this podcast ends, I'm going to go through my albums and know which ones those were, but I don't know. This wasn't too much, but that one Sum 41 album, the pink and black art on it with Underclass Hero. That album was actually, it wasn't too different, but that album was like a little bit out of left field, but I thought it was really freaking good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Just keep making music.
And do you ever feel that like we don't have the next Killswitch Engages and Breaking Benjamins yet? Like where are those bands that are going to take the reins from Killswitch and Five Finger Death Punch?
Yeah.
Like do you think that there's any of those bands out there now?
That's the problem with music though. There are like 9 million bands out there. Mm-hmm. And you're basically finding a needle in a haystack.
Yeah.
Trying to find that one band there, you're like, "Okay, that's them."
Mm-hmm. And it sucks, you hear the bands like Hail the Villain, they come out with that amazing album and then they're gone.
Yeah.
They break up. Or you hear like Candlelight Red, which is kind of like a indie-ish, not as popular rock band, although they did win some kind of Guitar Center contest, and that's why they're famous. But they came out with one good album, and then poof, they were gone, but although they got back together. But it's just, you hear, it's so disappointing. You hear that band that you're just like, this is the next band, and then they fall off the face of the earth.
But that's the problem, because we're still looking at... Who is going to be the next Black Sabbath?
Yeah.
And, you know, Black Sabbath just did their final show ever.
Mm-hmm.
Or final touring show ever. But, you know, who's going to take that reign? Is it going to be a band like Metallica, or is it going to be a band like Avenged Sevenfold, a younger band?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The next Metallica, even though it's not Metallica, I wouldn't compare them, like, in the same way, but it's definitely Disturbed.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's not because I'm a fan of them. It's because there's one of few bands to have like five straight platinum albums or something.
Yeah.
Or of that genre, obviously, for like Lady Gaga or something, it's easy. But, You know, I would say the next Metallica for our era is Disturbed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then obviously you have bands like Avenged Sevenfold. They're almost in the same ballpark. I would say they're not as popular just because their albums are kind of like up and down. And they weren't poppy to begin with, where Disturbed with Stupefy, they had like those poppy songs.
Although Avenged Sevenfold, it's an odd one because you can't really compare their sales from the last album since they basically did a Kanye and just released it out of nowhere.
Which I have yet to listen to.
Oh, dude, it is phenomenal.
I just, that first single, I couldn't get into, man.
Well, because it's not supposed to be looked at as a single. It's supposed to be, you know, the first part of the album.
Yeah, I hate that. Like when the band comes out with a song and it's not the single, you know, you're like, oh, this song kind of, like, for instance, Shadows Fall that came out with the Fire in the Sky.
Uh-huh.
They came out with that song and you're like, this song is trash. This album is going to be horrible. Boom, they come out with the next one. Amazing. That whole album was just ridiculous, but it's funny. Like, I don't know how they choose like those songs that they put out that aren't singles that are kind of crappy, and then a couple months later they put out an amazing song.
Well, like, they don't think it's crappy. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
They're like, oh,
yeah, but clearly they don't think it's good enough to be a single.
That's true.
You know, but
yeah, it's odd. But definitely listen to The Stage by Avenged Sevenfold, their latest album.
And what do you guys think? Is The Stage awesome or is it crappy?
Oh, it's awesome. if you have some alternative facts out there.
Yeah, don't show me the real facts on CNN. Show me the alternative facts.
God. But yeah, going back to your Disturbed being the next Metallica, I honestly think that they're one single away. Because I don't even want to call it a single, Sound of Silence. That propelled them to do amphitheaters easily.
Yeah. But dude, I think sucks is because it's like it's not their song. It's a cover, and that won the Grammy.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, the good thing about that could be
it opens
maybe,
the door.
Yeah, maybe if they come out with two more albums, one of those songs would be a Grammy.
And I think
just like people vote for Iron Maiden, and that's like automatically a Grammy, even though the album came out years ago.
Yeah.
And it's just a rehash, but.
Yeah, and I think that's what they need to be selling out stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
I think they just need that one more big rock. Like if Down With The Sickness came out next year and it was that ginormous of a song, they would easily do stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
So they would need another ginormous single.
And really, and I think I mentioned this in one of the last most recent podcasts, I really think these bands like In Flames, if you stick with it, it's going to happen. Like, even if you're that band that's kind of teetering on not being famous, I really think it's just like I think I mentioned this in the last one. I'm just repeating it. It's like a business. Like, if you go past that point of we're dead broke, we need to dissolve the business. If you go past that point, I really think that's when you get to, like, Disturbed was already on that level.
Yeah.
But now they're just that single kind of gave way to them just surpassing it.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe going to, like, Metallica status of this era. I'm not saying that they're going to be Metallica because Metallica, like, paved the way for bands like that. But just saying, like, nowadays that would be our version of it.
Yeah, who's going to be the stadium fillers? Who's going to take over the amount of fans and the amount of seats that Metallica is doing every single night?
I mean, hell, in 10, 15 years, there probably isn't going to be any Killswitch. There isn't going to be any Disturbed, Five Finger Death Punch, probably not, Avenged Sevenfold. Probably not. Maybe 20 years, but
who are the bands that are going to be around?
Yeah, but who are the bands that are going to take over for them?
They might not even be together yet.
Yeah.
As crazy as that sounds.
Exactly, because like Five Finger Death Punch, which is a band that just freaking like throws album after album, like double-sided albums, two CD albums.
Yeah.
There might be a band out there like that just like nothing more. They put out an album and they just keep pumping it out and then boom, they're like famous.
Honestly, you know, and not because they're friends of mine, I could see Danger Kids being up there. I think they'll be like the next arena band. Mm-hmm. I think, as cliche as it is, you know, they'll be going the Linkin Park route, where they're going to appeal to both the mainstream radio audience and also the hard rock and metal people, all in one. That's what I can see.
Mm-hmm. Which goes to, I'm excited to hear some new tracks from Linkin Park.
I think it's this year.
Really?
They're still in the studio. They've been in the studio for a fucking while.
I think that they were revived after their last album.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I love those people, like past members of our band that we were in. Yeah, I'm not calling them out or anything, but just that people that just love to hate on Linkin Park.
With no real reason.
That Guilty All the Same came out. Dude, that song is epic. The way that the notes kind of make it sound like a Halloween-ish vibe. Dude, that song was epic. And for Linkin Park, the band that like you would look at and think, oh, you know, they have rap, they mix like different styles, but they're not very like really good. You're not extremely good musicians. To hear like them write a track like that, that was next level shit right there.
There we go. Episode 87, next level shit right there. Even though we can't call this next level shit.
But I think they were revived. I know you love that album with the Thousand Suns on it, which was terrible.
It was not terrible.
Linkin Park. It was terrible.
Nope. It was an acquired taste.
Yeah, acquired taste like beer, which still doesn't taste very good.
It's phenomenal.
You think beer tastes good? You really honestly can sit here and say, I drink a beer and I love it.
Yeah, I could drink a beer.
Yeah.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a Heineken, now.
I'm going to say the flavored ones actually are pretty good. For me, I drink it. I'm like,
so
I enjoy
coolers?
This. No. I'm talking about the flavored beers like the Leinenkugel or whatever those
I
are.
I hate those.
The Summer Shandy.
The Limeritas.
Really?
Ones?
No, not the Limerita. Like Summer Shandy.
Oh.
It's like a.
Oh, like the Oktoberfest type of deals?
Yeah. Well, actually, I love the Cherry Wheat by
Sam.
But I still don't drink that in like a soda. Like if you're drinking and you're eating and your mouth is like dry and you really need a sip of something. I really don't think your thirst is quenched the same way when you're drinking a beer. You're not like, oh, that tasted so good.
Well, it's the same way with soda, too.
Yeah, but soda tastes awesome. Like, if you're comparing the two, I don't know. I think that's a lot of people. Like, you don't drink a beer for the taste.
No, you drink it to get fucked up.
Yeah, but you can't sit here and say that, like, a beer tastes really good when you're drinking it.
It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Like, look. If I'm out at Yankee Stadium and the Rays are up 12-0 on the Yankees,
if it's 100 degrees, then that beer tastes good.
And you know, it's just 85 degrees, and I just got paid, and I'm feeling, you know what? I could go for a nice Miller Lite. I'm going to drink that fucking Miller Lite, mm-hmm. and I'm going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I mean, when I went to Giants and Eagles down in Philly, I got fucking hammered.
Didn't just know where you were.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I was still, I guess, coherent enough to witness what was going on in the field, and that was just the Giants collapsing, but ugh.
Yeah. But this year, we're going to go to a Yankee game.
Dude, I already have tickets, I think, April 12th. Yankees and Rays at 1:05 in the afternoon on a Wednesday.
Rays going down.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So what do you think? Want to end this episode 87 right now?
How many minutes are we in?
About 45.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. It's almost 9:30 on the East Coast.
Okay.
Far East Coast.
One last thing that I just want to bring up here.
New logo?
Two last things that I'd like to bring
up. Well, Patreon?
What?
Patreon?
Three last things. No.
Let's just keep adding it.
Yeah, really. No. New logo hopefully is out. I don't even fucking know. But the logo itself is done.
Yes.
100% done.
Brand is done.
Yes.
Nike.
Yes.
Branding.
Yes. And it looks pretty fucking cool.
Yeah. Shout out to Mario.
Hell yeah. Mario Scruggs.
Scruggs, yeah.
Which I don't know if that's his last name.
Really. Probably not.
No.
If it is, Mario Scruggs.
M. Scruggs. M. Scruggin.
Yeah.
But anyways, shout out to him. It's an awesome logo. We're just finishing up on some lettering, and then we're going to replace what you're seeing right here. That's going to be gone. It's going to be like, bye-bye.
It's not going to be BTB anymore, although it looks fantastic.
Yeah, but it's still going to stay Behind the Barricade.
Exactly.
So it's just a new level, next level shit.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. So, hey, maybe the next time we do our live podcast, next whenever the fuck we do it.
Next Wednesday?
Maybe. It depends. We could have it as our background.
Let's get it going.
Hell yeah. Patreon. We really should update that shit.
Yeah.
We'll update it soon. I don't know when. I don't know how, but soon. Mm-hmm. It'll be updated. You can send us money if you like what we do. And
we're not using a ghetto setup like this.
Hell yes.
Two laptops going for live streaming.
But you can't tell.
No.
This looks fucking incredible what we're doing. Now, all we need to do is just figure out a way to get the Skype calls on here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, dude, we're fucking golden. We'll go back to interviewing, dude.
It's already on here.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And third, and I don't know how comfortable or uncomfortable Daniel's going to get here.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
I can't get naked.
Well, that's the end of the episode, guys. Thank you guys so much. No. And this has to do with mostly Facebook. We welcome a lot of people to message us, say hello to us, you know, tell us to check out their band, et cetera, et cetera. But be reasonable and professional when doing so.
And think about your message before you send it.
Yes.
What will they think if I send this? Will they understand at all what I'm trying to portray?
Exactly. And I think the one message that got me... there was two. And I don't give a shit if you're listening to this right now. I'm going to flat out say it because I don't want other messages like this. But...
you will be the example.
Yes. Congratulations. There was one guy who told me to check out his band. And I was like, yeah, sure, dude. Whatever. Send me a link to the Facebook. And I get a message back. I don't know how. I'm like, wait, what? What's the name of the band? And it was like some generic thing. I was like, yeah, that's not going to fucking pop up on Facebook. Like, how am I supposed to know exactly what it is?
Was that the one where he sent you an image and you're like, yeah. What am I going to do with an image?
Yeah, and that's exactly what I typed out. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with an image here?
And they only had live videos or music.
I didn't even get to check it out because the guy couldn't send a link.
Mm.
So if you're going to send a link to your music, do it through YouTube, do it through Facebook. Just actually send a link. And second, when you do ask us to check us out or, you know, check out our band or song or album or whatever the fuck, or you want to get featured, that's great. We'd love to feature you. But don't say, hey, would you like to check us out? And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to be a fucking detective and do some sleuth work and go into your Facebook profile to look and find out what band you're in, what you sound like. I'm not the one that has to do homework here. Mm-hmm. You got to put everything on a silver platter if you want us to review your shit, mm-hmm. if you want us to talk with you. We have no problem. Just help us out. Throw us a fucking bone here.
Oh, God.
I know it's friggin' bone, but I'm saying fucking bone. Yeah, that just needed to get that off my chest. I mean, we're nothing but professional to a lot of these PR people, a lot of publicists and whatnot, even though there are some bands that still will not come on the show,
mm-hmm.
which still fucking blows my mind, even though you had one tanking album and you're not really going anywhere, but yet you still don't want to be on our show, according to your publicist, because I'm not even sure if the band actually knows about this.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, also another thing, we have day jobs.
Yes, we do.
So, I mean, we go to work from 9 to 5, and then we do all this stuff, editing and videotaping. And then you send us a message, and we have to decipher it and get stuff out of you.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't the fucking Da Vinci Code here, man.
Yeah, we can't waste time on that.
No, I want the Wikipedia. I want the fucking synopsis right then, right there.
And we're willing to help you out. We just need...
Exactly.
We need something in the
message.
Not to
be a
More
dick,
content.
But we're being a dick.
Yeah. But a little bit.
Yeah. It's needed.
It's just one simple question.
Yeah, that's it. Just a simple...
with substance.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. But please continue sending us to your stuff. You could even shoot us an email, behindthecade@gmail.com. And, oh shit, that's another thing. We need to get our website up.
Yes. Soon.
Yes.
So if you have any suggestions, is Squarespace good? Is GoDaddy good for a website? Please let us know.
GoDaddy.
Yeah. Please let us know. We need a website.
Absolutely. And it's going to be at behindthecade.com.
Yes.
Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know what it's going to be on. But
all right.
Other than that, anything else? Did we take care of everything?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. If you're on the East Coast, prepare for the storm of your lives.
Please, no work tomorrow.
Well, you already have a delayed opening.
Yeah, but that's probably an excuse not to close.
That would suck.
Yeah. Like the one year they kept pushing it back. Once it was 10, then it was 12, and the roads were so bad, and you had to go in. It was just ridiculous. But
yeah, really.
Yeah.
So anyways, get your milk, get your bread, get your eggs.
Yeah.
Get
I still don't understand that. Like, the world's going to end, and you're not going to be able to get milk tomorrow after the snow's cleared.
Yes. Cows are just going to be like, fuck all of you. I'm done giving milk. That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
I love that. There's no bread. Like, you actually, like, go shopping to go shopping, not because it's going to snow and there's no bread left. Like, that just sucks.
I don't get it.
But, all right.
All right, y'all.
Everyone, have a good night.
Episode 87 in the books. Goodbye.
Peace.
Later.